can turn the world on with a smile. You can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's your girl and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it.
Love is all around.
Don't need to fake it.
You can never it down.
Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Hey everybody, it's me, Rose. This is a fake beginning of an episode. It's not fake news. It's just I'm not really ready to record the episode. But I just thought I'd share this moment from today. So today's Sunday, and it's my favorite book club met today. Oh, I love my favorite book club at the library. And the woman who hosts it, she knows my name even without me having a name tag. So there I was, all excited at the bus stop to go to book club. I had on one of my cute little dresses and thick leggings and hoodie and whatever. Just me. I'm just me trying to be a woman in the world today. Not sure why I'm using this voice, but so I'm there at the bus stop just as this other gray-haired guy, you know, in black jeans and black hoodie and carrying a, he had just come out of the plaid pantry and it looked like he'd picked up a couple of six packs of beer there in this paper bag. And he's there at the bus stop with me as I show up. And he says, well, at least we've got a nice day waiting for the bus. And I never feel good when some guy just talks to me anymore. I just never go like, this is going to go well. And so I just said, yep, I'm going to see how long it is before the bus gets here. And I looked it up on the phone and then it was actually like showing up, which he decided to tell me. It's like, oh, it's right there. It's like, awesome. And he said, what's your name? And I paused like that, but a little bit longer. And I said, you know, I don't feel the need to give my name to strangers. And he says, well, my name's Lawrence. And so now we're not strangers. And I'm like, no, we still are. And I've had a lifetime of experience that says I don't need to give my name out to strangers. And he's like, well, you know, you just gotta be able to trust people more. Like, I understand you, but you know, you still gotta be able to trust people. And I let it just be quiet for a really long time because I was really thinking every single fucking asshole in my life has started a relationship by telling me that they're different and I just need to trust them. But I didn't want to go there. And I just said, nope, I don't need to trust anybody. I'm 53 years old. Life and experience has taught me enough. And he goes, oh, we're the same age. Guess what, Lawrence? We're still fucking strangers. Even though I know your name and that we're the same age, you're still a stranger. And so I continued and said, yeah, you know, I believe in being kind. I believe in courteous. I believe in being fair. I believe in being helpful when I can. And I believe in having really thick boundaries and really high walls. And Lawrence was like, yeah, you can't be too careful in the world these days. But, you know, we are all in it together. You got to learn to trust somebody sometime. And I just wanted to say, dude, I'm not going home with you and your beer. Like, what the fuck is your problem? Why the fuck are you talking to me? What? And so I said to him, I was like, no, I don't need to do anything. And my experience as a woman tells me there's really not a lot to trust. I don't know how much you think about your personal safety when you leave your home every day. And he's like, well, it depends on which neighborhood I'm in. I said, well, do you worry about being raped by a guy anytime that you leave your home? And he's like, oh, no, I don't have to worry about that. And I said, well, I never know which stranger who wants me to trust them also might be a potential rapist. And that pretty much ended the conversation. Bus showed up. He courteously let me board first, and he got off right at the next stop. He could have literally walked to where he was going to. I shit you not, it was less than 3 blocks. But I guess he just really wanted to wait at the bus stop with me. I don't know. God damn it. I don't know if I just need to like dye my hair black and wear a giant trash bag all the time in order to get men to just not fucking talk to me. Just don't fucking talk to me, guys. I don't give a shit about you. Not at all. What the fuck? Anyway, I know. Wouldn't it be nice if I started an episode with like some guy being really awesome and courteous? Would that be as interesting? This isn't interesting. I'm just, men. Men, I fucking hate you. You make it so easy. Oh my goodness. That segment was all the way back from March 19th. What has happened since then? All of it the same as usual. So first of all, before I forget, look, there's an index card that just says laughing episode. And then I drew a giant heart, and then I wrote Stella in all capital letters with exclamation points. Which is to say that I loved that little short episode in the car. And ladies, people who, a couple that laughs like that together, like that's just, that's, man, that's romance right there. That's love right there. That's, you've got the world in a basket and all the bouquet of roses. And hey, and that's just, it was so nice. I was smiling and laughing too. And look, this voice has come back. I don't know why. I've had coffee. I'm a little bit high. Super excited because I'm watching Sparks do one of their new songs, which I know you don't care about. So I'm a little distracted by that. Oh my God, I'm going to have to pause this because I'm just too distracted. 1 second. Okay. So I'm just going to keep being distracted a little bit because that's just, I'm trying to do too many things at once. Oh, little Rose, what are you doing here? Trying to make your TV work with your remote in one hand while you hold the phone in the other. God damn it, just pick one. Okay, 1 more second, thanks. Oh, thank goodness, now everything is all squared away. I have exactly playing in the background what I want to have playing in the background. I've got all of my index cards in front of me. I've got my other old phone set up where I can look at the parking lot right now while I'm talking to you because I've got my security camera. I'm getting ahead of myself. First, let's go to my index card notes. So, So, that March 19th, I went to book club. And it was fucking awesome, even though there was that dick bag at the bus stop. And I made notes about the different people that go to both book clubs that I had that weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And I'm not going to talk about that now, though, because a whole bunch of other stuff has happened since then. So I'm going to just wait and do a whole separate episode at some time all about book club weirdos. Because who doesn't want to hear about that? Maybe you don't. Who cares? And, you know, it reminds me, I really need index cards, like lined ones. So if you could, like, Skype some to my inbox, no one's going to know that reference when I say Skype to my inbox. Unless you listen to Oh Yeah Dude. And my Christ, their live episode from Brooklyn this past week. God damn, probably one of the best episodes of theirs in a fucking long time. Just, I gasped. I laughed out loud. I should probably post a link to it on my Twitter. Because besides change of address, Oh Yeah Dude is really kind of the only other podcast that I make sure and listen to within a week of it coming out. Like I'm a slack ass when it comes to the world of podcasts these days. I've talked about them before. So who cares? Just Skype some goddamn index cards to my inbox. Thank you. So like I said, instead of talking about book club, there was a whole bunch of other stuff that happened that week. Cats, sex, and Nazis, I guess you could say. Not exactly. Around that Saturday or so, some swastikas were painted along about a half mile, not half mile, yep, about a half mile worth of blocks. Pretty close to where I live, actually, all within walking distance. And the swastikas were on fences, they were on trucks and cars and on houses. It was just a whole swastika fuckfest going on. And then a couple of nights later, some Nazis decided to go to the Lucky Lab Brewery Brewery. That's an impossible word to say. Under Jim Brewer, the comedian, failed. Now, he kind of sucks for a lot of other reasons. You know, that's one of the first live comedy radio shows that I ever phoned into when they were on XM Satellite Radio. And I was living back in Portland the first time. Who cares? But I talked to Jim Brewer on the phone. That's weird, isn't it? Not really? I don't know. I was on a break from work in my boring office job and thought, what the fuck, during lunch I'm going to call the whatever, raw dog. Raw dog! Look, before you make a stink face, let's all remember that the first year of change of address, first few episodes at least, Sandra D. Sanchez enjoyed Justin Bieber. Okay? I, for one, have not forgotten that. I still feel bad that she missed the lesbian cruise. And I remember that she used to enjoy Justin Bieber. So there. Where was I? Oh, the Nazis at the Lucky Lab. So that's the Lucky Lab is a really awesome brew pub. There's one in my neighborhood-ish, but luckily it doesn't really matter. They went to one in the opposite part of town and decided to have their little Nazi meeting, you know, because white guys don't have enough places to hang out and congregate. And they, I guess, started harassing the staff and just being dicks. And so the staff started recording them with their phones. And then, of course, the Nazis. And they were Nazis. Like, they were like, yes, this is, we are white pride. And we are wearing our Trump Make America Great Again caps. And the owner of the brew pub, I guess, happens to be Jewish. So one of the Nazis just kept yelling, fake Jew, fake Jew, fake Jew. Because I guess, fake news, fake Jew, I don't know. And it's just, white men, shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Shut the fuck up. Okay, sorry, I digress. It's going to be one of those episodes. So the restaurant, the pub, you know, tried to get them to leave. Of course, they didn't want to leave because why not just try to be the biggest asshole you can possibly be when you know that you've got Hitler on your side? And it wasn't until they called the brew pub guys called the cops that the Nazis like finally started leaving. And of course, when the cops showed up, they basically said the same thing that the cops said to me after my little clown pussy episode. The cops said it's free speech. You know, they weren't threatening you. People are allowed to be assholes and people are allowed to make you feel uncomfortable in your own business, and you're allowed to ask them to leave. And if they won't leave, then you call the police and we come and tell you that there's no point in filing a report because it's free speech. And I'm not sure if that flew over too well. I haven't paid super much attention since like a day or two later when I heard some report that I guess somebody higher up in the police department was like, yeah, no, they should have filed a report for harassment or trespassing. You know, once they were asked to leave and they stayed, then it's trespassing. Or there was something, the cops could have done more. Sounds familiar. Also, the chief of police is suddenly on leave as of the end of last week. So I don't know. Maybe I know I'm sounding like get the tinfoil hat, Rose. That's just fine. Maybe you'd feel that way too. But you know, maybe there's been a bad streak of shitty situations like this where people are definitely being picked on for, I don't know, because they're women or Jewish or whatever. And maybe there have been too many cops showing up saying it's free speech. And why bother filing a report? Because, I mean, those are just two times right there that I know of that happened within 2 weeks of each other. A week of each other, actually. I don't know. I know. Tinfoil hat. Fuck it. We live in fucking tinfoil hat times, okay? Jesus Christ. Face it. So a couple of days after the whole Nazi thing, and after the swastika thing, it was all the same week, like all within like 4 days of each other. It's ugh. See, You can see, well, it's tinfoil times. There was a home invasion in my neighborhood. Again, about 6 blocks away from me. The place where I sometimes get off the bus and an apartment complex that I walk past. Like, I know exactly where it was. And let me mention here, also at the same time, I mentioned before that I was using the Nextdoor app. Who cares? I'm telling you now. So I've been using the Nextdoor app, and that's how I learned about the little home invasion going on, because it had just happened and was actually in the process of happening, and the kids were still on the loose and on the run from the cops, because basically what happened is like fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon, these two or three teenagers from the high school that was also just a couple of blocks away from the crime, they broke into an apartment while the residents were home. I don't know if they knew they were home or not. Maybe they thought, you know, that they would be at work. And they got chased out. And one of them was wearing a bright red hoodie, which just seems like a stupid thing to do. If you're gonna do a little home invasion, what do I know? So yeah, that went on. They caught him about a couple hours later, you know, like in somebody else's backyard as he was trying to make his way, you know, inch by inch, slowly I crawl. And they caught up with the teenage girl at the high school that evening and arrested her. And all of that just, you know, makes me feel really good. It became really easy for me to just spend an entire day continually checking the Nextdoor app for updates about what shit was going on, whose car was getting broken into or home was getting broken into. One woman had her car broken into and keys stolen and car stolen. I'm all over the place. And so I would repeatedly check that. And then I would also keep looking at the PDX Alerts Twitter feed, because that's just funny sometimes, although it's also very sad and depressing and scary. And my security camera. Because, you know, sometimes hypervigilance really, really goes on parade in a giant, rapid, goose-stepping, all-encompassing kind of way. PTSD, you are the motherfucking best. Oh, society, you're the motherfucking bester. You know, when we talk about society, we often talk about my neighbors. So, this'll all come around. So I think I've mentioned that my direct upstairs neighbors are kind of okay. It's this guy, Fernando, who's older, like he's in his 60s easily, and this younger guy who's like in his 30s or 40s who doesn't speak like barely any English at all. Fernando speaks English very well and Spanish, and he's super, super loud. And I noticed he shaved his chest, and I should not know that a 60-something-year-old man has a shaved chest, but his shirt, his work uniform shirt, was unbuttoned so low with his gold chains. Again, he's in his 60s and his trucker's cap. And oh dear Lord, the cologne and the aftershave. Because it's got to be both. Like, he shaved that chest. It was shiny. It looked fresh. Smelled so, there was such a smell, and it's a smell that's just chemical. It just smells like a toxic sludge. And I'm not going to do that hacky thing, you smell like a toxic sludge and regret, because Fernando has no fucking regrets. Fernando is fucking happy as shit. He is like so happy to see everybody when he sees them, and he's apparently especially happy to go visit the girls downstairs, the ones that live right next door to me, the one who photographed my motherfucking bedroom a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I should say, and I'm going to talk about the security camera more. It's going to weave in and out of here right now, like so many clouds passing by that I can see right now as I sit here on the floor in my living room. I get to see the kind of woman that Fernando brings home. I think it was when it's black and white, and when the camera switched to like switches to night vision and it's in black and white and I'm not really paying that much attention. I'm not sure if it's his woman or the younger guy's woman. I think it's Fernando's. It doesn't really matter. No, it is the younger guy's. It is Mr. Mustache, because I just looked at my index card. Again, Skype to my inbox. And yeah, Mustachio Show. I can't say it. Plus. God damn it. You know? Maybe I should slow down. I'm talking fucking slow as shit, and I'm still tripping over. Listen to me there. God damn it. Maybe 2 cups of coffee was not a good idea. Okay. Anyway. Flip-flop hooker. Okay? Fat flip-flop hooker. Who wears flip-flops when it's in the 40s and pouring down rain at night? She's very, very, very much the large Marge with greasy hair and like a tank top. Again, it's 40-something degrees and a shortish skirt, and you know, they didn't exit his car and walk towards the building like a couple. Forget a couple in love, but like even like a couple. Like he walked far ahead with whatever he had in his hands, and she, because she was fat and with flip-flops, was walking much slower behind him. I'm guessing he picked her up out at 102nd, you know, because I think 82nd Avenue hookers have moved further out from where they used to be. So I'm going to say 102nd. Yeah. But she didn't spend the night. She eventually left. So I'm thinking maybe, and I didn't, you know, hear any noises. So I'm kind of thinking maybe it's just a blowy. I know. Nice to think about my my Hispanic neighbor upstairs getting a blowy from some big, fat, large Marge with greasy hair and a dirty white tank top and flip-flops and a jean skirt. Sexy. It's like, I mean, that's got to just give you a boner that cripples you right there, doesn't it? So like I said, like Fernando's been super into the girls across the hall from me or next door, the girls next door. The weekend that their friend was looking into my bedroom window and taking pictures, he went there like the very next day with food for them, and he insisted on bringing it inside their apartment. Actually, I think it was that evening. And I don't know if he wanted to see if the dog was still there, because like I said, he's Fernando and the mustache guy are friends with the guy that does the grounds here. And so they probably report back to him stuff that's going on, I'm guessing. Kind of, again, could be the tinfoil hat. But yeah, it was just weird. Like Fernando was like, oh no, let me, because again, he's so fucking loud that I could just stand on the inside of my front door and just hear everything. And he's like, oh no, let me bring this inside. Let me like bring it in. And like, they're not inviting him in. And it's just, he's so friendly, like a Labrador, like a Chihuahua Labrador. Very, very friendly. I sounded racist there. Okay. He just barges his way in. And then he apparently also had like a whole bunch of free paper towels or something from work a few days later, which again, he just like shows up at their door, knocks there, says, hey, I have this. Oh, let me bring them inside. And he goes inside their apartment. So I don't know. He doesn't do that with me. But of course, I'm the scary weirdo that everybody knows to like keep the fuck away from, except for the people who can't keep the fuck away from me. And then a couple of days ago, when one of them was leaving, he approached her, like, this is, like, really early in the morning, like, when he was also going to be, you know, like, heading out to work, and he was talking about, like, how he needs someone to clean his apartment, because he works, like, 16 to 17 hours a day, and he does work, like, he works a motherfucking ton, and his schedule sucks for him. Especially sometimes it also sucks for me because I'll hear him when he comes home at like 1 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, but he tries so hard to be quiet. Like So it doesn't get me like angry. It doesn't piss me off or bother me or anything like that. But like he's just always fucking at work unless it's the weekend. And so he's saying like, you know, like how he needs someone to clean his apartment and like how he'll pay them. And I think he was like asking if maybe she or her friends would do it. And she was explaining that no, she had final exams and then she was going to go visit her family for spring break. So I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm just presenting it for you. What do you think is going on with Fernando? Do you think this 60-something-year-old man is trying to get with these 20-somethings? Do you think he's checking up on their apartment to make sure that the dog isn't there? Because that would be a reason for them to get evicted if a dog was there. Is he just a lonely weirdo that has no sense of boundaries? I don't know. I ran into him Saturday when I was on my way to the movies. And that's when I whole ooh, I smell Fernando coming down the stairs. And again, the stairs are outside. It's very, very pungent, the odor of sprayed alcohol. It's eye stinging. I should get that as cheap pepper spray, you know, to have like as a safety device or something at the ready for ne'er-do-wells. And he's so nice. And he's like, oh, Rose, hi, how are you? Isn't it nice he calls me Rose? It's like, oh, hey, Fernando. And he's like, oh, how are you today? I'm like, oh, I'm doing good, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, what are your plans? And I was like, oh, I'm going to go visit friends. He's like, oh, would you like a ride? I'm like, oh, I would never, ever get in a vehicle with you because I would probably just get car sick from your smell. But that just seems like an invitation where suddenly someone's hand is on your knee. It's not a hand that you want. It's not a hand that you want. So like I said, I've got my security camera in the window, which I really don't like. It's been a really, really hard adjustment for me. It makes me feel like a target, weirdly enough. Just like having a sign in the window asking people to stay away seems to be a magnet. So that's really tough for me. It just feels so invasive. And I know it's like, why don't you just find a new place to live? Because I can't afford to. I can't. So I'm trying every single motherfucking workaround that I can. And yes, it is slowly killing me. But it's what I can afford. So, you know, there's no amount of changing my dietary habits that's gonna make enough money for me to pay a fuck ton more rent than any other apartment would cost beyond what I'm already barely able to afford living here. So yeah, and it's in my bedroom window, which is basically like a wall of curtains behind it. Like I have to have the blinds always pulled up some. That's part of the problem because so a little kitty can look outside the window at the big giant crows and squirrels. And I'm sorry, I'm talking in this voice for the little kitty Potato Bottoms. Sometimes I call her Potato Bottoms. Sometimes I call her Biscuit Face. I very rarely use her name. So anyway, there's my little camera just poking straight out. It's really cute. Like the design of it is super adorable. And it's interesting seeing how people react to it. That's kind of fun. Because the weekend that I, you know, or the weekday that I put it up, what am I going to call the other neighbors? Okay, so we've got Fernando and Mustache directly upstairs from me. Then we have the college girls next door that took a picture of my bedroom window. There was the urban family myth and those horrible children and Tiffany the mom, or Taffy the mom, Tiffany the brat. They're gone. They're replaced by, what should I call this group of kids? I know. I'll call them Kid Coast. Why don't you go ahead and go on Facebook and look for that? I don't know. Go ahead. That's what I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them Kid Coast. One of them is like, he's like super scrawny and he has like that slouch knitted cap that he wears all the time because he wants to be a cool guy. But he just looks, and again, if you happen to go online on Facebook and look for Kid Coast, you can hear them. And they just, he just looks like, They have all the originality of a boy band. You know, they want to be cool, but yeah. The cool thing with my security camera, which I have forgotten to mention or have kind of mentioned, so I have it where I can look at it live streaming on this other phone of mine, and I can hit record anytime I want, and it records. I can do a lot of other stuff with it that I haven't sat down to pay attention to do because my brain just gets overloaded and can't really function that way. Hopefully this week. And the other thing that I can do is take like single individual photos with it. And I can also do that. Like if I'm playing back a video that I've recorded, I can take still photos from within that video. It's not an either or situation. I can do both. So that's kind of fun. And so how I deal with any kind of bullshit in that freaks me out and makes me angry or makes me feel helpless or backed into a motherfucking corner I just want to have my fists swinging at the world, is I turn it into some stupid project, some little creative endeavor thing. And so I've been using the snapshot function a lot. And that's what I'm going to eventually do instead of continually talking about my neighbors, because I'm fucking fed up with it. I'll just post stuff up on my Twitter feed of photos and whatever information I may choose or not to do, because nobody looks at my Twitter feed anyway, but it'll be there. But wait. Okay, so back to Kid Coast. The scrawny doofus with the stocking cap, the drummer, which again, if you look on Facebook, he seems like he's gonna have a real bright future as a day drinker, which is kind of inevitable here for failed musicians in Portland. It's been dank and gray and cold and moist and soggy here since September. It's been a rainy version of a Winnipeg winter, I guess. It's been crazy bonkers. We've got flood warnings galore right now. It's crazy to see the blue sky, because I have not seen that like maybe once a month. So there's really not much, 6 months of just being indoors. And he's a drummer who posted on Facebook, so we can see his deep inner thoughts, like, quote unquote, I need to drum. And you know what you can't do in an apartment? You can't drum, not really. You know what you can do in an apartment all day that your parents and your girlfriend's parents are paying for? You can day drink. I've seen his dad, by the way. Again, so much fun with the security camera, because they don't know if I'm watching or not. Because you can't tell looking at the camera when it's recording or when it's just live feed. So I've seen his super normal dad, who I think is probably younger than me, with his receding hairline now mainly shaved into a buzz cut, with his baseball cap, with a huge, giant Silverado pickup truck that's like bigger than a tiny house. But they hugged. That was sweet. That's a nice, sweet, tender father-son moment. And that kind of, I guess, made me feel less sketched out. Not that I should feel sketched out, but again, hello. So that's Mr. Kid Coast and his girlfriend, Emily is her name, I think. I could be using a fake name. She, like, looking at their Facebook pictures, look, people use Facebook for this kind of creeping stuff all the time. I might as well join in the 21st century. They both used to be chunkier. He's lost weight. I think she's put on weight since she's moved in here, and they've been here less than a month. Like, they moved in, mid-February, I think, or beginning of March. No, beginning of March. Yeah, beginning of March. Who cares? So that's the two of them. And then there's another couple that lives there. He wears glasses and does not wear socks with his kind of lace-up patent leather-looking kind of shoes. You know, like as if he was in Vampire Weekend or the band FUN. fuck off. I want to punch somebody just for that. Like, it makes me turn into Lewis Black. I just want to, like, shake him by the ankles. Glasses Boy and Slout and Kid Coast smoke. So that's cool. That's cool. Like, who the fuck smokes in this day and age? Who the fuck smokes cigarettes? Who, under the age of 30, just, what the fuck? What the fuck is your fucking problem? Maybe that's how Slouch Cap stays so skinny. It's not working for the Sockless Wonder, I'll tell you that. The Sockless Wonder has a girlfriend who sadly does not realize that the Sockless Wonder is gay. Yeah. Look, I've been to college. I know the signs. I've seen the fat girlfriend and the better looking boyfriend. Ding, ding, ding. She drives the car. He shows up to the car first, though, so he has time to check his reflection and flounce his hair and fix it a whole lot, even though it really does nothing. Yeah, she's a fucking little troll. She also flipped off the camera and said, fuck you, one time when she was just coming home, just get out of her car, walking towards the staircase, looks at the camera, it's like, fuck you. I'm like, all right, you fucking troll. And yeah, it's the girlfriends that each have their own car. They're the ones that moved in first. So I'm guessing the boyfriends are leeching on. Sockless Wonder, I think, is also in Kid Coast or fancies himself to be a musician otherwise. I think only Emily is going to school, and I think the fuck you troll, the one who doesn't know her boyfriend's gay, I think she works a shit job. Now, here's the thing. When the troll flipped me off and said, fuck you, to the camera, my first thought was, you dumb bitch. You drive a Subaru, which if you were as addicted to the Nextdoor app as I had spent some time being addicted to, you'd see how often that car is stolen. So maybe instead of saying fuck you to the camera, you might look at it as a potential deterrent. And if it's not a deterrent, maybe it's something you might need the evidence from for the police. I don't know. I do not have any cars in the parking lot because I have no driver's license. So guess what? I have no vested interest in anything that happens to your Subaru if you're going to behave like a fucking cunt and flip off my camera when we've never even spoken to each other and I've given you no reason to do that. Except for the fact that you don't like that there's a camera now that you're living away from mommy and daddy for the first time. What, were you hoping that you could, like, smoke pot in the parking lot? You can still do that. I won't tell anybody. And I don't know, maybe they were hoping that they could have some sweet, sweet parking lot sex. And that's why they hate the security camera as much or more as I do. Oh, I don't want to have this, but I do. You know, like, I mean, they really might want to have parking lot sex because these apartments here are two bedrooms. The bedrooms are side by side. The walls are paper thin, as you've heard me share all sorts of things that I've overheard. So there's no way that they can have sex or a conversation or anything without every other person in the apartment hearing it. So yeah, I can't see how a two-bedroom apartment for four people under the age of 21, I'm guessing, maybe a couple of them are 21, I don't know. I've done it. Yes, not very long because I couldn't handle it. I lived in a three-bedroom apartment with two other people when I was in college for one semester, and I couldn't handle the lack of privacy. Just doesn't seem like a sweet-ass existence. And I should also say that Emily Emily looks like she's 15 going on 35. She's the one that moved in there first, and the only people that helped her move in were her parents. So I actually thought that she was going to be living there by herself and that she had no friends. Turns out her friends are too shitty to help her move, and they just moved into her place with her. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But she drives a Honda, which again, if you're a weirdo looking at the Nextdoor app way too often, Honda's the other car that's so frequently stolen or broken into here. And by broken into, I mean like trunks are popped, or the big thing is the glove compartments are popped and people just like pull out all of the whatever documentation for ownership, or license plates are taken so that way it can be put on a different stolen vehicle to make the stolen vehicle like harder to find. So, and a lot of this happens with the cars here because it's been a rainy as shit winter, and transients need warm places to sleep, and cars make good places for that. So sometimes that's just really all they're being stolen for, is for somebody to sleep in for a couple of nights, and then it gets ditched somewhere and gets picked up by the cops or whatever. And the funny thing is, Emily does look at the Nextdoor app. I know, you're like thinking, Rose, what the kind of motherfucking creep are you that you know what kind of app your neighbor uses? Because you see when somebody signs up and you see where they live. And if they're stupid enough to put a picture of how they really look as their avatar, and they forget to go back and make their street address down to the number private instead of public, well, then there you go. It popped up in my feed. Oh, your neighbor blah, blah, blah has joined. Now, for me, I don't have my address on there. You have to put your street name, but I don't have my address on there. And before I was clown pussied on Hawthorne, I used my real first name or variant of my real first name. And then I just got so freaked out between the picture taking in my bedroom and the clown pussy that I used a fake name on the Nextdoor app. And it was because the other thing that I was feeling, there were a lot of people on there. And when you look like, you know, whose cars have been stolen or broken into or whatever, or their homes had been broken into or whatever, and a fair bit of them had their photo and their actual street address still there, not just the street, but the actual full-on address. And that just seemed like an interesting coincidence. That just seemed like an, because it wasn't like people who, like, oh, we're just now joining Nextdoor because to let you know this happened to us. No, these are people who'd been on it for a while, because you can see the post history and blah, 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 who cares? But what I'm getting at here is troll girl upstairs has a frequently stolen Subaru. Emily upstairs, with her full picture and street address, has an easily stolen Honda. Emily didn't flip off my camera. The boyfriend's kind of goofed on it. The day that I was hooking it up, I was experimenting with this speaker and trying to figure out how all that worked. And it created a little feedback, and it made all their goth friends turn around and look, and they haven't been back since. It has seemed to keep people from having conversations out front of my window. That's kind of the main reason why I wanted it up there before spring and summer started. Because like right now it's rainy and people aren't going to be hanging out there as much. But as soon as the weather gets nice, it's like, I don't want some fucking assholes smoking right outside my bedroom window when I've got the fan trying to bring in fresh air. Fuck no. There's an entire parking lot in the street to go smoke on. Don't fucking smoke by bedroom windows, pieces of shit. I digress. And it has been interesting, like how many people can't help but look at it. Like once they see it in a distance, oh, there's a camera. Then as they get closer to it, they still like look at it, or they'll walk all the way past it trying to seem really cool, but then they'll turn around and get one last look. You might see some of my photo work from that. There's also quite the hooker last night, quite the ass crack. Again, I think I'm just going to wait for Twitter on that because I just, Jesus Christ, this is already almost 45 minutes long. Back to my neighbors. So let's see, was it Friday or Saturday? I don't know. One morning this week, I woke up like I usually do at 5 or 5:30. Hey, here's a fun fact about major depression. Some people, it makes it really hard for them to fall asleep late at night. Other people, they just like want to sleep all the fucking time. Other people wake up way earlier than they ever fucking need to and just stay awake because there's just, why not? So I wake up at 5 o'clock a fuck ton and just get up and start my day, which explains why I'm tired by 10. It doesn't. Who cares? So yeah, I, you know, woke up at you know, 5 or 5:30 in the morning, did my usual thing of just peek outside the parking lot through the blinds, not through my secret phone, because I didn't have it recording. Here's a fun fact. Well, no, I'm not going to say everything. I wasn't recording that night because it was pouring down rain. It was a shit storm. So it wasn't a night where I would have anticipated any neighbors or anyone being a dickhead around my bedroom window. And while my camera does face a huge swath of the parking lot, oh, hang on a second. Hey, you're not supposed to have a dog living here. That's fun. Sorry. So while it does show a big part of the parking lot, I mainly have it focused on one part of my bedroom window because that is all I care about. That way, if I hear something outside and I'm in another part of the apartment, I can just look at my phone and go, oh, it's just somebody getting in and out of their car, instead of, oh, it's somebody standing at my bedroom window again, and now I've got proof because I'm hitting record and I can get a snapshot later. That's really, like, that's its main purpose. So I wasn't expecting anybody to be teasing my cat in the middle of the stormy shitstorm, flood warning, rainstorm. And I look outside that morning to check the weather, and I notice that there's like this cardboard, like a box that you get at the at a packy store. By packy store, I mean like a pack store, like your pack, like beer pack. That sounded bad. Sorry. But it's like a cardboard box, like a beer box, you know, whatever. And sitting outside the Honda. And I just thought it was like, you know, oh, some transient who had hit the recycles down at the other end of the parking lot just like left their box behind or something. You know, I just like, oh, it's too heavy to carry. Or it's got soaking through in the pouring rain. I'm just going to leave it here next to the car. And I, you know, just, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Went back, got ready to go do my day. And I went out my front door and there's the common foyer area where there's like my front door, my next door neighbor's front door, and strewn along near my next door neighbor's door was like some women's clothes and like a bright yellow umbrella. And I'm like, that's weird. 'Cause I heard the neighbors leave. So it's like, if it was their stuff, I would have assumed they would have brought it into their apartment. So it's like, that's weird. So then I walk out in the parking lot and, I see the box is still there by the Honda, and I see that the hood is popped open and it's still open about like 4 inches. Like you can see that there's still like a bunch of boxes of clothes and stuff or whatever in there that's getting rained on or had been getting rained on, because I don't know when their car was broken into, but it was broken into sometime during that shitstorm. And like I said, the weird thing is the girls next door had gone to work that morning or school. And so they walked past the stuff that was strewn past their apartment. They saw the trunk of the car popped open. And as far as I know, they didn't like try to let the girls know. You know, the kid coast upstairs, it's, you know, they didn't try to let them know. Fernando went to work that morning. Before I was outside and saw all of this, he didn't bother saying anything. Now, granted, maybe they don't realize who the Honda belongs to because they don't have security cameras. I guess that might be true. I guess I could probably be why. So there I was. I knew whose car it was. And I saw that their hood was still getting, like, fucking soaked. And that it was still, like, their shit was still vulnerable. And so even though Troll Girl flipped the fucking camera, and even though, you know, they are who they are, I'm sure it's going to be a fun summer, I went upstairs and knocked on their door to try to wake them up and say, hey, this is, have you looked outside? Hey, your stuff, your car, hey. And no one answered the door, so I just left. I actually had put my camera on record before I left that day, which is what I always do when I leave, is I'll just leave it recording. And when I came back home and, like, you know, reviewed the tape, they didn't realize it for like another hour until like 10:30 that morning, because I left at 9:30. We care about time. And the way they figured it out was because Troll Girl came downstairs to I guess go to work or class or something, was headed to her Subaru, and, you know, probably saw the stuff under the staircase. Maybe she didn't know it belonged to Emily Honda, but then she saw the box and the trunk popped open and went upstairs, and, you know, well, she closed it and then went upstairs and got Honda Girl, and Troll went into her Subaru and left for the day, and Honda Girl closed the trunk and closed the doors and made sure that it was locked and went back inside. And, you know, I kind of was wondering, are they gonna ask to see if I have any of this on my camera? Because, you know, that would be kind of an awkward thing for them to have to do. You know, if Troll Girl was flipping off the camera, she knows that cameras aren't paying attention. She knows a human is looking at it, so she's flipping me off. So when you know that you've done that, and you're doing it because you assume that the person is looking through the camera at some point, seeing your behavior in front of the camera, I guess that might make it a little hard for them to approach me and you know, Hey, do you have any evidence of who broke into our car? Nope, they have not come and asking. I don't have any. It was a stormy night. It was a shitty night. I don't usually record at night anyway. Might change that once I get things figured out a bit more. But here's the other thing. It's not that I wouldn't give it to them out of pettiness, although in the past that certainly would have been completely true. The real reason why I wouldn't and why I would never offer it up if anybody's car is broken into and I see anything, I don't want to be a target, you know? I don't want whoever gets busted maybe goes, oh, shit, that's the apartment that had the camera. That's how blah, blah, blah. No, I don't. And then bad guy comes to me. No. Sorry, not going to happen. If you've got a motherfucking car and you're worried about it, get a fucking security camera. Because here's the thing. 2 months ago, my other neighbor's Subaru was broken into and had their shit strewn all over the parking lot while I was going back and forth doing laundry. It was when I came back from putting my stuff in the dryer that I saw the cop car and my neighbor's shit all over the parking lot. So that happened while I was going, you know, like sometime while my stuff was in the washing machine, like an hour had gone by. My other neighbor's Jeep was broken into 4 times in 1 year. I don't know about all the other break-ins that have happened, but it would really seem like if you had a fucking car in this parking lot, you'd want to have a fucking security camera. Why am I babbling like this? I'm losing my focus. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But yeah, there is kind of, I don't know if it's irony. I don't know if I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one given the peace sign or the high five, or however the Alanis Morissette thing goes. I don't know if it's karma. I don't know what the fuck it is. But the person who's never had a driver's license and doesn't have a car, but has a security camera, you know. So no, they haven't, it's been almost a week now, and they haven't asked if I happen to have anything. I'm going to guess when they called the police, if they even bothered calling the police, that the police just said, like, don't bother. So I don't know. And like I said, Troll knows that she's flipped it off. I'm sure they've done other things in front of the camera that I haven't seen. And so I guess they're kind of like, hopefully it means they'll get their own goddamn security camera. Wouldn't that be funny if they felt like they had to? Oh, look, I can see my neighbor's cat. I love one of my neighbor's cats. This is huge black fluffy kitty thing that has a chip in its collar. So that way they can actually track it down and know where it is. Those are the same neighbors that had their car broken into. Okay. I mean, the neighbors that had their car broken into and the stuff strewn all over the parking lot back when I was doing laundry. Neighbors that I like. But I still wouldn't, even if I had my security camera and had evidence with them, I still wouldn't turn it over. I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm apologizing to. I feel like I'm not being a good person. Let's just sidestep all that. But yeah. Yeah, it's weird having this camera. Oh, back to the next door thing. So like I said, I had switched to an assumed name and because I didn't really need my neighbors to see me by my name, or like there are places that I go where sometimes people address me by my first name. And like I said, I'm hypervigilant and paranoid. I've had too many bad things happen. And so I changed my name and I got an email from Nextdoor saying, hey, you need to tell us who you really are, because that's our rules. And I wrote back and said, hey, I totally respect your rules. Here's why I changed my name. Within a week of joining, I was assaulted. And so, hey, I don't really feel like sharing out my information there. And they wrote back and said, hey, there's a lot of hey. Can you send us a copy of the police report? Yeah, that's right. Nextdoor asked me for a copy of the police report. And I emailed back. And actually, this was the day when I heard from them asking me for a copy of the police report. That was the day that Emily's Honda was broken into, or the day after, because it was during the night, I guess. I just responded to the Nextdoor person and said, you know what? I don't even know if the name you're giving me in this email is your real name, and I don't know who you are. And I have a police report number or a case number, but I don't know who you are. So I think it's best if I just don't, you know, do anything with Nextdoor. I said, and I even said, like, you know, like it actually has caused me a lot of anxiety seeing how much crime has been going on. And the weird thing is my neighbor's car was just broken into and she just joined Nextdoor a week ago. So I think I'm just completely fine not being on your service anymore. So that's good. I'm not hypervigilantly checking that 5,000 times a day to see if there's a home invasion and some bad guy on the loose in my neighborhood. That's good, right? Right? Man, this has been almost an hour and I still have index cards here. One is about my doctor's visit. One is about the gardening that I'm not going to do anymore. And one is about a tweaker fight. All right, let's just wrap it up with a tweaker fight. I'll go over the other stuff next time. So Saturday I went to go see Wilson, which is the new movie based on a Daniel Klaus graphic series or novel or whatever. He was the same guy that the movie Ghost World was based on Daniel Klaus's work. And Wilson wasn't as good as Ghost World because, oh, squirrel, sorry, distracted. This is a squirrel on my patio. Because I just hate the redemptive ending with the baby kind of thing. Spoiler alert. But I did really like Woody Harrelson. I think he's a really underrated actor, and he was really funny. And mainly I just really loved the apartment of Wilson's character because there were just books piled up everywhere. And he was a cranky son of a bitch. He was a very, very unfiltered person in his speakage, which, of course, I enjoyed very, very much. I related to Wilson maybe a little too much in a few too many ways. And, of course, the whole reason I even get to see awesome movies is because my friends at the movie theater, one of the independent movie theaters in town, give me free passes. So I can go see a matinee and still get home before dark. Because little Rose gets scared in the world with the creepers. So on my way there on Saturday, I was there for like the 12:30 matinee. And, oh, God damn you squirrels digging in my pot, piece of shit. Hang on. So yeah, 12:30 matinee. I get there super early so I can have some tea and make sure. I just always leave extra time because I have to take a couple of buses, you know. I know my role. And so we're talking about 11:30 in the morning. I'm walking down Northwest 21st Avenue. Who cares? But it's like a fancy shopping area. Not as fancy as 23rd, which is also known as Trendy 3rd. But still it's a lot of restaurants and cafes and shops for tourists. It used to be for people who live there, but now stuff is really catering more for tourists because people who live here don't need 5,000 things that say the word Portland on them or put a bird on it. Nope, we don't need that shit. So there we go. 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm strolling down the sidewalk, and there's this guy in muddy clothes. He's in his early 20s. His skin is muddy colored because he's filthy. His clothes are muddy. His backpack is muddy. He wasn't quite doing the heroin stand. You know that thing? Maybe you don't know that thing. When people shoot up, heroin, smack, horse, sometimes though, especially like in your major cities like New York City and San Francisco, and sometimes here in Portland and certainly in DC, they'll shoot up there on the street and then just kind of stand there while they're nodding off. And so then their body just does this, it's fighting sleep while it's standing up. And so it's just this whole like heroin wobble thing. But he wasn't doing that. He was slowly walking down the sidewalk. And I'm just like, whoa, it's early in the day for this young man. And I walk around him, and I can, like, quickly outpace him because, like I said, he's very slow. And then this scrawny tweaker, bony blonde lady on a bike came swooping by, just screaming at him at the top of her lungs, sorry. Boy, that's anticlimactic. She just screamed out, "You fag! You fucking fag! You're fucking faggot!" I mean, just so loud, like just swooping around and around on her bicycle. And she's like, "It's okay. Just don't lie to me. I don't care that your asshole is so stretched out that your shit falls out. You fucking fag. You fucking bloody asshole faggot. Your fucking asshole is bloody from so much anal. You better give me my stuff, motherfucker." Oh. And I smiled. Like, I was like, right on, sister. I mean, not with all the hate speech. Not right on with that. But remember one of the bum fights that I told you about in my parking lot, pre-security camera days, where the couple was fighting and she wouldn't go off with him and she wanted her stuff back. And so the only way that he could think to deal with her was by saying she was ugly. She's ugly. Like, ooh, that hurts. And so here's this tweaker sister just like, again, not saying it's okay with the hate speech, but the fact that she just was screaming at him and just so relentless, it felt a little liberating. You know, she was just like, she was riding her bike, swooping around the street, like as he was crossing it, like she was some strung out cowboy, you know, just like riding through the middle of traffic, trying to lasso her stuff, you know, get her backpack back. And she made a couple of grabs and like shoved into him, and which didn't work. And so she just kept riding down the center lane of traffic. And it's like, it's a busy street. It's a two-lane street. So it's just like one, you know, traffic one way each way. And she's riding down that center white dotted line for blocks, just still screaming out, "Fucking faggot! Fucking anal! You've got a bloody asshole!" Ah, oh, sister. Sing it, sister. Yeah. So that's where I'm going to stop for now. And I think I really, because I have other stuff to talk about besides the ongoing world of like my fucking neighbors are fucking assholes at the bus stop. So some of that stuff, if I still feel the need to vent about it, I'm going to do that more on Twitter, if at all, because it's beating a dead horse. It's just going to keep happening. It's just going to get worse. And unless it's something like really amusing, there's no point in just like hashing it just to hash it. So yeah, I actually have a whole bunch more to talk about, so I don't know if I'm going to do another episode today. I don't know why I'm bothering telling you all of this, but I kind of want to do, because tomorrow is another day at the food bank. Yeah, I know how quickly time flies when you're poor and hungry, but it's the end of the month, and so I got to get out there tomorrow, and then on Thursday, I will be seeing a doctor. But you know, I think I'll wait and talk about that. I think we're done here. I think this whole episode was again just about neighbors and tweakers. And sometimes they're one and the same, or sometimes they're just a neighbor and they're victimized by a tweaker. Anyway, that's it for now. Bye.